Introducing your Pro Flow for Show Show host, Mad Max.
Millennium Music Mission.
ProFlowRadio.com.
Yeah.
Shockwave Sound School.
ProFlowRadio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live pro in audio.
You know?
Hit it with Fofo Flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show Show, internationally syndicated, act like you know, with your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show, www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation.
Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show.
Check this out.
All right, so here we are again. My homeboy Prince Kennedy hooked me up with this interview. I'm sitting here with Yada. And Yada, if you don't mind, man, let him know how to spell your name and the best place they can find you at on the internet.
Man, it's your boy Yada, man. Y-O-W-D-A, Yada. Best place to find me at is on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Thriller. It's all the same. One YOWDA. Follow me if you need a reason to hate or just a motivation. You feel me?
Oh, most definitely. I like that. All right, my man. So, you know, I already heard the single. We're going to get into that in a minute. I just wanted to kind of get some background on you. Can you tell the audience where you, what city you representing or state, and tell them, you know, kind of what you sound like?
Man, Las Vegas, Nevada. You already know what's happening, man. Y'all already know what to do, man. I'm your D-Boy's favorite D-Boy, your trapper's favorite trapper, man. If you're looking for some reality music, man, just tap in with me. You know what I'm saying?
How long you been doing music, bro?
What, 2012?
All right, all right. Definitely seasoned, man. You, what got you started?
I started rapping because of a bet.
Oh, yeah? What kind of bet was that?
I had lost a bet. My homeboy, you know, I used to just freestyle and play around and stuff. So my homeboy was like, man, he's going to get a certain type of car. He's going to get a Lamborghini. So I was like, man, you ain't going to get no Lambo. So we going back and forth. He was like, man, if I get a Lambo, let's bet. I was like, all right, what you want to bet? He said, if I get a Lambo, you take you drop a mixtape and take it serious. I was like, all right, whatever. So about 4 months later, man, he pulled up in the Lamborghini, said I had studio time. I dropped my first mixtape, and my first mixtape fell into the hands of Ross.
Man, that's dope, man. That's a dream come true. A lot of people don't get it that way. You know, it sounds like you into some big things. I could understand why people would be jealous. What was that mixtape called, man?
La Costa Nostra.
And that can be found on the internet, correct?
Yeah, off top. Yeah, everywhere.
All right, that's what's up. All I got to do is Google, right?
Yeah, really. Like, I sound a lot different now. But you can tell, you can definitely gonna tell the growth. But yeah, you can get all my stuff available on all platforms.
So, what do you think is the difference? Like, if you could evaluate the change, how do you feel that change? Like, kind of like.
I mean, it's growth. Like, it's growth. Like, that was my first mixtape. But I had never really been in the studio. Now I'm in the studio as much as I can. So, you know, whatever you do on a consistent basis, you grow and you get better. I've seen more things in life right now. I got more stuff to talk about. I've experienced more. I've touched a little more money. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely, man. I seen the original video, but you said Ross found it and was on it. Tell me how that happened. If you don't mean, tell me how that connection came about once you talked with him and everything. Just give me a little brief description on that.
Ross was in Vegas going to the pawn shop. It's, you know, it's that famous pawn shop out in Vegas. He went over there, so my buddy gave him a ride. So when my buddy picked him up to give him a ride, of course, all he played in the car was me. So Ross, you know, asked, who is that? You know, like, you know, he said, my partner Yada, whatever. Ross was like, man, call him, man. I'm gonna hook up with him. So my homeboy called me. I was in Atlanta. He was like, man, I got Ross here, man. He liking that song. He want to holler at you. I was like, nigga, yeah, right. I hung up on him. So he called me right back. I was like, man, I'm serious. Ross, I said, bro, quit playing on my phone. I hung up on him again. So then like Ross had came out to Vegas and reached out, and then we ended up bumping into each other. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, "Man, what's up? You want to do a song?" I was like, "Yeah," and it was history since then.
We know Ross got a lot of haters, man. What kind of man you think he is personally?
Man, Ross has always kept his word.
I can believe that. He seemed like he got some mad. He got. Go ahead.
So that'll tell you a lot, because there ain't too many men you can say that about, especially in this music industry.
So when you guys hooked up, man, how was that experience?
It was good. The first track we did together was Ballin'. You know, I wasn't signed to him then at the time, but it was like, man, everything happens for a reason. I had my homeboy sent him an email of the song he picked and the beat. You know, he had sent him the wrong beat and song at first. So when we got to Miami and bumped into him at the house, he's like, "Come to the studio." I went to the studio. He already had the verse done. When I heard the beat, I was like, "Man, this is the wrong beat."
Man.
But you know, at that time, you know, Ross Big, he doing me a super favor. I can't ask him to redo the verse and do all that.
Right.
So we just had to run with it, and then the song is called Ballin'. It ended up being like a Vegas classic, though. You know.
That's dope. That's dope, man. So the track that I heard was pretty. It was intense. It was like it was everything that the whole industry is trying to capture right now. And you guys got this similar kind of thing going on with the look and everything, and it was just like it worked perfectly. That particular song. Yeah, Mos Def, man, Mos Def. That video was dope. Who shot the video?
Rich the Director shot that video. That's actually a remix.
Yeah, no, I seen that first one. I went and checked it out.
Yeah, the first one was Zoe Dollaz. Ross was supposed to get on that song before Zoe Dollaz, and he didn't end up getting on it. So I put Zoe on it, and then we had dropped the song and started doing kind of good. And he heard me perform it, and when he performed it, the song did really good. And he was like, "Man, I'm gonna have to put a verse on there." I was like, "Yeah, it's all good." Then like he seen me perform it a couple more times, because you know that beat is crazy. And he was like, "Man, I'm getting on there." So he ended up sending me a verse. Like, "Yeah, we got to do a video today."
That's crazy, man. So. This video and that song, Brick Man, is that like gonna be on an album coming up in the future?
No. Not at all.
Just a single?
It's just a single. Me and Ross got we got another song actually that's killing that. So that Brick Man is just a warm up.
Okay, well, when can the audience expect the next one? Because if that's a warm-up, then there's no telling the potential of the next one. You know, it's kinetic. It's going to be real dope. I can tell.
Well, I dropped my album on the 23rd of August. So the song is supposed to be on there. Ross wants to put the song on Self-Made 4. So I don't know. We're going back and forth about it right now. I don't know if I want to give up my jewel like that. You feel me?
I feel you, bro. You're a businessman. I understand that. You respect that. What's your album going to be called?
A Curse of a Criminal Mind.
All right. How many tracks you think you're going to have on there?
14.
So, you know, I mean, it's obvious why the fans should listen to you, but in your opinion, why should the fans listen to you?
I feel like it's like, I know a lot of artists say this, but I got a real story behind me. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then like, I'm coming out of somewhere, you ain't really heard too many artists come up out of, you know, Vegas ain't really known for that.
Yeah.
I'm giving y'all a taste of something new, but yet with an old school touch, you know what I'm saying? So.
So you born and raised in Vegas?
Yeah.
What's it like out that way, man? I mean, everybody thinking, you know, mafia, you know, casinos, good time, come out there, vacation. But, you know, you grew up out there. So how would you describe it?
Listen, because a lot of people don't know, once you leave that strip, it's just like any other city. You know, we got a Martin Luther King, an East Side, a West Side. There's a bunch of gangbang. You know what I'm saying? It's just like every other city for real. It's just a different touch because, you know, that mafia influence is really out there. So money really, you know, you got a little couple of dollars, you can get away with anything out there for real. So This is a different element.
The following that you have out that way. Well, what states are really responding to the push that you got right now?
Yeah, for real, you know, the West Coast. I got a lot of fans in D.C. Like a lot. Atlanta. But really, the West Coast needs it right now.
When people
usually hear me. My first impression, people always think I'm from Miami. I get it because of Ross or whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
Most people really can't tell.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. When
they hear me rapping. Because most people can't really tell where I'm from when they first hear me rapping.
Yeah, I could tell. I mean, I could tell that too. I had no clue exactly, you know, the sound is universal for sure. But that's a good thing, man, because you can go anywhere and do anything. You know what I'm saying? The content is crazy. When you said you signed a Maybach right now?
Yeah.
So, before you were signed, you know, with the bet and all, you know, you just jumped in it. How was you choosing, you know, beats? Like how was you getting your stuff produced and published?
I was doing everything myself. I bumped into Ross. It took me and Ross, maybe a year or two before he gave me an offer I couldn't refuse. And then I was just doing my thing, man. It's kind of I got my business all the way together. I got my own record company called Made Entertainment. I got a couple homies on there, you know what I'm saying? We all, it's the same homies I've had for the last 10, 12 years. It's all new friends, and we just rock it, man. My business is all the way together, all the way together. You know, I get checks right now every month. You know, I got 3 different distributions, you know what I'm saying? It's a lovely thing. The music really, I'm not gonna lie, the music really saved my life, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been to the joint before. I did 5 years in prison, so if it wasn't for the music, if it wasn't for that, me losing that dumbass bet, I'd be on the wrong side of the tracks right now. Yeah.
I understand that, man. Are you looking for new artists?
I'm kind of I've had a lot of people offer to sign and stuff like that, but I'm really I'm really just straight home team, man. If somebody ain't really been with me from the, you know what I mean? Maybe later on I get into that and stuff like that, but I really ain't need to sign in nobody new right now.
Yeah.
And I'm the type of dude, somebody try to sign to me, I tell them what to do so they can get their own money, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I feel I get more blessings that way.
You, when it comes to your beats and your production, is that already sealed up, sold up? You don't need none of that either, huh?
Oh, always need new production. I'm always looking for something new. Always.
What's the best way for someone to contact you?
They can hit me on Instagram. I ain't no funny dude. I respond to people. Or just flood my email, man. YadaMusic@gmail.com. I go through that. My engineer goes through it all day and all night. You know what I'm saying? So... I didn't discover a couple of DJs just going through my email listening to stuff, man.
It's hard to answer this, but what's your favorite song that you created?
My favorite song is a song called Math. But you got to understand, my favorite songs don't be the ones that do the best. Cause there be songs that I like, and then I'd be like, man, people be like, that's all right. The ones I think is all right, people be like, man, that's him. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right. Well, it sounds like you kind of understand how the game works, man. What advice would you give to? Because there's not gonna be many people that have an opportunity like you, but you know, what advice would you give to individuals that are listening that? You know, are hungry and trying to find that way in.
Stay prayed up and work hard.
That's pretty straight to the point. I feel that.
Stay prayed up and work hard.
This is kind of a general question too, but what is the hardest thing you've had to, you know, overcome? You know, whether it was family or prison or the streets. You know, what's the hardest thing you had to overcome and get where you at now?
Not expecting me out of everybody. I expect everybody to be like me and act like me and think like me and especially in this music game, people don't do that. So people aren't as genuine. And that's kind of a hard pill to swallow, you know what I mean? Especially like, you know, being a dude coming from the streets and like, you know, your loyalty is with your homeboys. Like that's everything to you, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of a hard pill to swallow when you deal with people and they don't give you the same as you get them.
Understandable. The audience has heard a lot of different artists out there. Right now, the industry is in a certain particular standard. How you feel about the way hip-hop and rap and even R&B, because it's kind of all merging, you know, pop and all that's merging. How you feel about the industry? Do you even listen to it?
I do. I try to listen to, like, when I go on road trips and stuff, I try to listen to everything that's new that came out and stuff like that. I mean, I like it. It's a lane for everybody to eat. And then, like, it's a lot of people making a lot of money, man. And keep it real, I'm pretty sure you know what's happening, man. Without this music, a lot of people wouldn't be nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's giving them an opportunity to feed their families and do the things they need to do, because everybody ain't no hustler like that. Everybody ain't no worker. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't got it in them to start their own business. So if they didn't have that talent or be able to make no music, they kind of would be stuck. So I think it's a good thing, man. I want people to keep everybody to eat. You know what I'm saying? It's enough money. It's enough money for every single person. You know? So I like it because of that, man. It's keeping a lot of people. I think it's keeping a lot of people off the street. I think it's keeping a lot of people out of jail. You know what I mean? It's keeping a lot of people getting hurt that probably don't need to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look at it like that.
Yeah, that's definitely positive, man. So the other day, you know, we was trying to make this happen, but you was like in transit, you know, you're saying hit the plane, going back to your home. You was in Ohio?
Yeah.
What's going on out here, man?
You know, I got to come back and forth out here because, I had a show out here, man, and got in some trouble, so I got to come back and forth out here to check in with somebody.
I feel you, bro. I feel you. Know how that go, man. What what venue was you at? What area in Ohio was you at? That's where I'm at right now.
I was in Cleveland.
Of course. Yeah, Cleveland's interesting. You got a lot of things going on up there. It's a good place to be at when it comes to making moves. How was the experience, though?
I mean, Cleveland. No, I fuck with Cleveland. Like, there's a lot of cool people out here. There's a lot of, like, you know, some real dudes out here. You know what I'm saying? It's real. I love black women. There's a bunch of black women out here. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I mean, it's a cool little vibe. It's different. I come out here and vibe in the studio, kind of get a different little feel. You know?
Yeah.
Right now, it's lovely because the weather. You know, at home it's 110 degrees.
Whew.
I love y'all summertime. I hate y'all winter. You feel me?
Oh, man. Trust me. I grew up here. I know exactly what you mean. It's perfect today, bro. I mean, really perfect. And our women, ooh-wee. It's nice.
Yeah, the homies come out here. They be like, boy, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, man. Ohio's where it's at. A lot going on here. All right, man. So, like, you know, we covered a lot. You know, you got any shout-outs, man?
Man, shout out to everybody that's doing their thing, man. Keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Prince, Cheetah, the whole MG squad, my Made Entertainment squad. I mean, if I named everybody I want to give a shout out to, we'll be on the phone for another hour. You feel me? So,
yeah, I feel you, bro.
Everybody that support, keep it real with me, man. You keep it real with y'all. Let's continue to get this money and live life.
If you could talk to your fan, what would you tell them?
As far as what, though, it's a million things I can say, but I'm just like... I tell them I super appreciate the support. Super. They have no idea, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? A person could, like... My homeboys think I'm crazy, man. A person will walk up to me and tell me they're a fan. I'll treat them like they've been a friend of mine for 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like I just appreciate that. You know what I'm saying?
Who was your favorite rapper growing up, man?
Nas.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. We already in there. That's for sure, man.
Yo, what's good? Yeah? I got the right man for you. Right in Vegas. He live. Yeah. He won't move for nothing less than 50, though. 100? Cool. I have him meet you at the movie theater. You feel me? Wonderful. Stay blessed.
One. I'm the brick man, the brick man.